is Chris Bloomer on Nation Radio, and on the show today, I'm delighted to be joined by Liam and Gem from BDI. Hi, guys.
Hello.
So I mentioned earlier that you do these live dates this month, but you're also doing a few festival dates this summer, aren't you? You're doing Feed Festival and Tea in the Park as well. I bet you're well up for that, aren't you?
Well up for everything. Well, we've got to go to Japan, doing a bit of that. Then we're coming back, doing a probably bit of a bigger tour in November. We're up for everything, man. We are out for it.
Do you prefer the small gigs, or do you prefer the massive festivals and the massive stadium gigs?
Small gigs, big gigs, middle gigs. We don't care, man. You know what I mean? A small gig can become a big gig depending on the air and the mood, and a big gig can become a small gig depending on the mood and the air as well.
Well, I saw you a couple of years ago. I saw you at the Newport Centre, and that was an amazing night. It really was. I mean, it was so hot in there that night. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, of course, because we were on, weren't we?
Well, you were on fire. That's why it was so hot.
That's right.
Has to be said. So when you tour again in November, you say, are you going to be doing some more dates for us in South Wales?
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, we're going everywhere, I guess. You know what I mean? We're not just going to do three. That is being lazy, isn't it?
That's just warming yourself up for it, though, isn't it?
You're going to get a kick in if you just do three. That's like showing no interest at all, isn't it? Do you want to be in a band or not?
Monday, Wednesday and Friday will suit me. Well, last summer, you did that incredible show at Heaton Park with your good friends the Stone Roses. I bet that was an incredible thing to be a part of, wasn't it?
It was fabulous. It was amazing. It was nice to be asked, you know what I mean?
Mm. I was
unlike Finsbury Park coming up at the weekend.
They didn't ask you for that one?
No, I'm joking anyway. Listen, it was great. Heaton Park was mega, man. It was nice to be part of the occasion.
But I went on the final day, the Sunday, so I didn't see you guys.
Rocking Saturday was great.
It was brilliant. It was a fantastic event to be a part of. Right, let's talk about footy. Mancini's gone now.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? How do you feel about that?
Well, it's none of my business, I guess, isn't it? You know what I mean? I'm gutted that he went because he won us the league and the FA Cup and he got us into Europe loads of times, but apparently he was a bit of a wasn't he? He was all right with me when I met him. He was all right, but... You know, these guys, it's their money, innit? You know what I mean? The way it goes, this guy's meant to be good, innit? So we'll see.
He's not been appointed officially yet, but they reckon he's going to be appointed in the next week or so. Manuel Pellegrini, the former Malaga boss.
Yeah.
Do you think he's the right man for the job? Do you think he'll be all right?
Well, he hasn't won anything, so... Nah. But, you know, it's time for that, innit?
I honestly thought Mourinho would end up at City. Anybody you'd fancy City signing up this summer? Who would you like to see playing for Man City next season?
Well, I haven't got a big wish list. That Neymar looks pretty good. I'd tell you what, you know, I'd like to re-sign half of the people that they sold at the beginning of last season. That Adam Johnson was amazing. And De Jong, should get them back.
They're yeah, he's missed De Jong. De Jong's been missed.
Yeah, they're the one who's won us the league, you know what I mean? And he starts selling them. It's like, you...
You got Jack Rodwell and Scott Sinclair instead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're nice lads and that, but come on.
Well, finally, I've got to ask you about this story about you trying to ride a dog in a pub after a few bevvies. Is that true or false?
Yeah, completely, mate. I haven't got a motorbike licence and I can't drive a car, so a dog it was.
What dog was it?
I can't remember. I was
It was a big beast.
I don't know if it was a big... No, I don't like tackling big beasts. It was a medium beast. You know what, mate? I actually, honestly, do not know, mate. You know, whether I did or not, I didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, someone just
wrote
it down.
Which is scary, right? But no, I want to see the evidence.
Well, listen, it has been fantastic to chat to you both today.
Yeah, man.
Wish you all the best with the new BDI album, B, which I think is absolutely brilliant.
Thank you, man.
And all the best for those live dates. And fingers crossed we'll get to see you right here in South Wales in the next few months as well.
You will,
okay,
mate.
Man.
Liam and Gem from BDI, thank you very much indeed.
Right.
Cheers, mate. All right, this is one and only Liam Gallagher, and you're listening to Nation Radio.